I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Sarah Pierpont. She is coordinator of the Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival, which is happening this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 15th through 17th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. I'm so happy to be here.
So this is, I have recently found out, the oldest recycled art show in the country.
Yes, and I think I can say we're the largest, too. I've done a little research online and poked around, and I think I can confidently say that we are the oldest and largest recycled art market. We're going to be celebrating our 15th year this weekend, and it started from humble beginnings in an old warehouse that used to be the Albertsons in Vargas Mall. And now we're at the convention center. We have over 80 art market booths and over 100 artists participating in the art market and the juried art show. And what I really have noticed this past year is that throughout the year I've gotten emails and phone calls from other organizations throughout the country and even the world. I've helped people in Australia and France and Colorado start their own recycled art programs and markets. And I feel like, you know, I'm happy to share our model because it's just a great way to promote recycling, environmentally positive message, and also to promote arts and economic development for artists.
That's so cool that they're using us as a model.
It's really cool. I got a little bit worried at first because I didn't want it to be competition,
right.
But no one is going to have a recycled art market in this area in November, so I felt okay with it.
Yeah, you're not going to fly to Australia to go to a different
exactly.
recycled art market. Well, how does this compare to the rest of the art market in Santa Fe? I mean, do you have well-known name artists who charge high prices? Is it more like anybody and his brother?
It's both. I mean, it really is both. It's the tinkerer that has just always done interesting things with scrap metal and finally realized they could sell that yard art into the beautiful, you know, piece of art that someone wants to buy, to the person that supports their family by only doing recycled art. And it's also the higher end gallery style artists that are in galleries or have been in galleries or have owned galleries, and they just love this venue for their art because people understand this recycled message in Santa Fe, and they get it. They understand that you can first see something as being a really beautiful piece of art, and then you look a little closer and you think, oh my gosh, that's an old bedpan, or that's an old garden hose, or something crazy. And if you just look at it in a different way, it's really beautiful.
When I look at the images on your publicity and on the website and so on, you wouldn't necessarily know that this is recycled art necessarily.
Exactly. And I think with the internet and with Etsy and all the great handmade items that you can find online now, these sort of arts and these sort of jewelry, these sort of pieces are more recognizable as for their value and is a commonplace thing in our society.
Where do artists get the materials? I mean, are they going to the dump? Are they going through their own trash?
Yeah, no, both. There's the scrap metal artists, the ones who can do welding, they kind of have the reputation. So a lot of them work in farms, you know, or live in the country where there's a lot of old equipment, and so their neighbors know, oh, instead of giving that to the garbage or the recycling bin, I can send that to Don and he'll make it into something. So it's sort of a community builder in that regard. Others, they might be more creative, like they'll have a local factory that makes leather purses in their neighborhood, and then they throw away all the scrap that are small little pieces of leather, but they can use that to weave together to make beautiful bracelets. So it's sort of finding the connections between producers and wasters and people who can do something with that material.
When you look at the actual waste stream, the amount that even under the very best of circumstances of that could be made into art is it's insignificant.
Right. It's not. This is not going to boost Santa Fe's recycling rate to the national average of 34%. But it does get people to think. And I like how it gets people to think about kind of the wastefulness of our society. And also just that, the idea that you put your garbage out on the curb and you're recycling out on the curb and it just miraculously disappears. That's not really the case. It goes to landfills. There's whole infrastructure systems. And so I like that it gets, everyone from that creates art and it sees the art to think about that.
Somebody told me this slogan, you can't throw it away, there is no away.
Yeah, yeah, there is no away. You can bury it, and then you can mine it up again because there's so much valuable material in that landfill.
Yeah, and so much, I mean, then there's stuff like... plastic bags that are not decomposing, but
right.
they're sort of disintegrating, that even the most fantastic creative artist would have trouble.
Right. Well, we have a really great plastic bag story. Last year, the Wood Gormley fifth graders green team, they did a exhibit for the student art show, and they actually won the most environmentally positive message award. We give awards out to the student art show. And it was about a big, huge plastic bag monster, and it was to raise awareness about how unnecessary single-use plastic bags are. This is the same group that then went to city council and worked with other youth to get the plastic bag ban passed in Santa Fe. So really, because of these fifth-grade students at the Wood Gormley Green Team and some people in the city council that had the right idea in Santa Fe, in early 2014, we're not going to be able to use plastic bags anymore for single use. So I love that connection.
So basically, there is the power of art right there.
There is the power of art. Yeah, and getting the kids involved and really teaching them about it. I mean, they were so passionate. It was really amazing.
So what's the involvement of kids in this show? We're talking about the Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival.
Well, every public school and private school in town has been invited to participate in the student juried art exhibit. And this is great because a lot of the time, their art project is a culmination of a curriculum that's based on environmental awareness or some sort of other recycling message. November is New Mexico Recycling Awareness Month, and November 15th is America Recycles Day. So there's a little bit of national attention and local attention on recycling during the month of November. And students take that and then they, with their teachers, turn art or make recycled art that they can exhibit in the show, and then we have a judging panel that selects the winners for that, and we give prizes of art supplies to the classroom that wins. And, you know, it's really great. There's everything from some of the older kids last year, they made a mandala out of bottle caps, and it was so elaborate and so detailed, and, you know, it was an 8-foot by 8-foot piece of art. There's dioramas out of recycled material, there's Day of the Dead shrines, and I love that you can put together kids and piles of junk that, you know, someone else might call junk, give them hot glue guns and some time, and they create these amazing things.
Yeah. And it's the spirit of play, and play
yeah.
is where all creativity comes from.
Yeah, definitely. I really appreciate that about the student art exhibit.
Now, there's a fashion show, and the fashion show is Friday at 7 o'clock. And what kinds of recycled materials are used in that clothing?
Everything you can think of. So our 2012 winner, she made this stunning dress. I really hope that she's worn it again because it's so beautiful. Out of sequins that she had individually cut from plastic milk jugs and sewn together. You can look at it. It's on our website, recyclesantafe.org, and it's worth looking at because it's so amazing. And the one that I would like to get my hands on because I think I would really wear it is a woman. She crocheted cassette tapes, you know, the actual cassette. She crocheted that.
The magnetic tape?
Yes. Into this totally knockout, sexy little evening gown that was great.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, another girl, she had her dad used to sail, and she took the regatta from his sailboat, the old, you know, worn-out regatta, and she made a gorgeous dress that she wore to prom. And, you know, it's a wide range of materials. And there's young children and older adults that are participants of the Trash Fashion Show. Some of the younger kids make awesome things out of junk mail. You know, they'll cut it into, fold it into beautiful dresses. And what I really love about the fashion show is everyone gets to just kind of strut their stuff and walk down the catwalk, and they're just huge smiles, and it's just such a pleasure to see it.
So the Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival is in its 15th year. It's at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center on Marcy Street this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 15th through 17th of November. And for more information, you can go to recyclesantafe.org. And Sarah Pierpont is the coordinator of this fine event. By the way, there's free admission on Saturday and Sunday, and very low prices for the other stuff, too. So anybody can go.
Exactly. Anyone can go. We really want to focus. This is a community event. And you can go and you can do great, you know, green eco Christmas shopping. You can go and you can get ideas. I always want to get my sewing machine out and get creative afterwards because I just love the energy of the new ideas you can get from seeing the art that people are making.
Sarah Pierpont, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks so much for having me.